After years of fitful efforts to strengthen its status as a year-round recreation destination, rural Western Maine is having a moment. New data show home sale prices up by double digits in many parts of the state, with Eastern and Western Maine leading the way. In Franklin County, prices jumped by nearly 30%. That's despite the challenges brought by the pandemic, and as Fred Bever reports, maybe even because of them.
It was a heck of a summer season at Rangeley's Lakeside Convenience and Marina. Co-owner Lynn Noyes says there were some dark days early in the pandemic. The store closed, workers were furloughed, and she and her husband were initially wary of out-of-town visitors. But in July, droves of tourists started driving up from southern Maine and from out of state, and the couple began to embrace them, from a social distance, of course.
So we went from, you know, worrying about bankruptcy to having, honestly, the best summer we've ever had in 10 years. Who'd have thought? We certainly didn't.
And it seems that some of those visitors from southern Maine, but many from out of state as well, are deciding to put down new roots in Rangeley. The Noyes say a transformation is underway.
I think I've heard we've had like 26 new kids in our school, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you have to understand we have 150 K through 12 usually. So when you have another 26 kids, that's kind of a lot. I mean, everybody's throwing a sign up on their house.
Everything's
for sale.
Stuff that's been sitting for sale for 5-10 years, yeah. gone in a week.
The most recent real estate data show that the median price of units sold in Franklin County rose from $150,000 last summer to $194,000 this summer. That's a 29.5% hike. And statewide, the number of out-of-state buyers rose also to 1 in 3.
The pandemic, quite honestly, has really helped us.
Sitting in his Main Street office in Rangeley's downtown, Jamie Eastlack of Morton and Furbish Real Estate says that in a typical year, about 20% of showings result in a quick sale. This year, he says, it's been more like 80%. COVID-19, he says, may not be the only factor driving the trend, but it's certainly encouraging prospects to get off the fence.
These are people that are new to the area and just jumping in and purchasing property. Just to get to an area that is like this, you know, there's just not a lot of people around. It's beautiful, deep lakes, ski mountain, and Rangeley's really starting to shine.
Like Lynn and Paul Noyes, though, Eastlack says there is concern about new pressures on the town. He was preparing one home for sale to an out-of-stater last week, for instance, that would result in the ouster of a young family that was renting it. Other dynamics are also at work throughout Franklin County.
I met one couple who came. They live in a high-rise in Boston, and they have a place on the mountain. And they came up in March to ski, and they never left. Actually, I know of two families directly that came up in March and never left.
Ben Willauer, a South Freeport consultant and former Sugarloaf ski patroller, says he and his wife are joining that emigration. They've moved temporarily to a family camp in nearby Eustace so they can enroll their two young children in the Stratton school system. Unlike in Freeport, the Stratton school is offering full-time in-person instruction this year. Willauer says the plan is to stay for the long haul, but he also knows that could change.
We're in a new world now, and so everybody could have plans and goals, and that's terrific. We've learned that you really have to be flexible with what's possible.
On top of pandemic buyers, one possibility this winter is an influx of skiers and workers to Rangeley when the Saddleback ski area reopens after being dormant for 5 years. Up by the lodge, a brand new high-speed lift is nearly complete. The resort's new CEO, Andy Shepard, says it will unleash the mountain's potential.
The old lift would take 750 people an hour up the mountain. It took 11 minutes. Our new detach is going to take 4 minutes and will take 2,400 people an hour up the mountain.
Shepard says staff housing is going to be a challenge. And the new management team had been planning to start developing skier condos in about 3 years. But demand is already so high that Shepard says the schedule is being pushed up.
For two reasons. One, because of COVID. People want to get out of the cities and into a rural environment like Rangeley. The other is that I think there's just a lot of excitement about what's happening at Saddleback, and people want to be a part of this. And had we understood the demand that was out there, we would have had it be year one.
For the region's longtime fans, whether permanent residents or second homeowners, It's an exciting but somewhat nerve-wracking period. On Saturday, Massachusetts vacationer Kim Denny, her husband, and 82-year-old mother set out for a hike toward Saddleback's Peak. Most summers, she says, family members from New York, Mass, and Maine visit their Rangeley vacation home only sporadically. This year, she says, they gathered here, quarantined, and really settled in right into the fall.
Because there's a lot of space up here, pretty easy to be socially distant, even as we're standing in the parking lot together ready to hike the mountain.
Denny says she's excited about the region's future, but she hopes what makes it special doesn't change.
Be careful in how much you promote, because it's kind of beautiful, and we like that socially distant.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.